Hello, welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your audio guide to Manchester United's next league game. Today, we preview the Reds' home fixture against bottom-of-the-table Fulham. I'm Mark Sullivan from MUTV, and I'm delighted to have Ben Hibbs and Mark Froggatt alongside me from manunited.com. So, Ben, how are we feeling ahead of the Fulham game, and will we respond positively to that defeat at Stoke?
I think so. I mean, I think one of the things about the Stoke result is, to me, it felt a little bit different from some of the recent results that we've had. One in that game, the conditions were pretty terrible. You don't want to look for excuses, but I think the main thing was we had Van Persie and Rooney coming back in, and they've not really had that much football the last month or two. Mata's still sort of getting to grips with things here, even though he's coming in done very well and had a couple of assists already and looks like he's going to be a real asset to the team. But I think it just felt a little bit like we were sort of just trying to stitch things together a little bit. I don't think we started the game particularly badly. We seemed quite comfortable early on, but then they just got that lucky break. And I think things like that just seem to be going against us. If there's one time you don't want to go to Stoke, it's when it's the wind swirling around and, you know, the weather's awful, and we've had that twice already this season, so the football gods aren't looking too kindly on us at the moment. But no, I think we're going to get stronger, especially with those three up front, with Rooney, Van Persie and Mata just behind them. I think we're going to be stronger.
Yeah, we need to, Mark, don't we? Because we cannot afford any more defeats, really. We've suffered eight already in the league.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Smalling said after one of the games recently that he thinks we need to win all 14 games, which to me seems a bit strong because other teams will drop points. But we are at that stage where we can't afford to drop any more. We've got to start winning games, and I'm actually quite confident ahead of Sunday. I think we've been better at Old Trafford in recent weeks. I thought we were pretty good against Swansea, unfortunate against Sunderland, and quite clinical against Cardiff. So I'm hopeful we can turn it around.
We couldn't ask for a better opposition than Fulham, could we, coming into this? At bottom of the table, a disappointing and demoralising FA Cup exit in midweek. It's the right time to play Rennie Mullerstein's team.
You'd hope so, but then I spoke to Paddy Crowan the other day, and he said a team at the bottom of the league in such bad form, he's so desperate to get a result, that does actually make them a dangerous opponent. But I think, as you say, that they are quite poor at the minute, and I think that game in the FA Cup was, by all accounts, one of the worst we've seen this season. And we should win this game, shouldn't we? I think I agree with Ben in a little bit. The Mata, Van Persie and Rooney combination should see us through. I thought the criticism of them at Stoke was unfair, considering none of them are completely fit. So we should come through, and I think it's going to be a good win for us.
Yeah. I think you're looking for those in these sort of games. I think you're looking perhaps for that moment where things click and everything seems to come together. And I think with some of the players that we have got in the squad, particularly in the sort of attacking positions, you want them to really just to click together, really get that understanding going. And I think if you're playing a team that are perhaps struggling at the bottom of the table, if we can get a couple of goals, it might be a chance to rack up a big score. And I think that if that happens, that could lift us on and, you know, take us on for the next few games. And we've got some big games coming up as well. So this one's important, I think.
And we need to start winning at home and make Old Trafford that fortress which it once was.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, the players all seem to talk about this, you know, taking each game as it comes. And that's such a cliche that you hear all the time. But I think that's the only way you can approach it. We can't really be looking at it and saying, right, we're going to try and get back in the title race, or we're going to go for fourth spot or third spot or whatever. I think at the moment, we just need to get our performances right and make sure that we're playing in the right way, playing good football, good attacking football. So I think that's the thing we've got to do on Sunday. I think we should go out, try and enjoy it, play good football and try and rack up a few goals.
I think Ben's right. It's funny, I spoke to Darren Fletcher yesterday at the launch of his United for Colitis charity dinner. And he was talking about the 2005-2006 season, when it was actually at the same point with 14 games to go. I think we were fourth and quite a way off. And we actually went on a run after losing a game. We actually went on a run of winning nine straight games and ended up finishing second to Chelsea, but then had a good season the following year because of the momentum gained. And I think Ben's right. If we take these games one by one, and if we finish strongly, I mean, we're not going to win the league, but if we finish strongly, then we can start positively next season.
I think that's the key thing, but I think we do need to be thinking about next season and how we're sort of moving the team on, because that's the whole thing with David Moyes coming in, that he's building for the future, and he's sort of this is a transitionary period for him, for the squad, and you know, for the club in a lot of ways. So I think if we can, like Mark says, if we can get that momentum going into next season, then that will be sort of hit the ground running then. So I think the players should all be quite confident and sort of rise to the challenge to do that, really. So,
well, if we're looking slightly ahead to next season, Rennie Mullinstein at Fulham certainly isn't. He needs to get results now, doesn't he? Because he said it's the biggest challenge of his career so far to keep Fulham up. I mean, what chance has he got, Mark?
Well, I think he said in the week that he was asked if Fulham are at rock bottom, and he said, yeah, we probably are. I mean, obviously they're at the bottom of the table, but morale is really low. And as you look at that, you would think, well, no, they haven't got a very good chance. But then if you look at the table and see that the bottom 10 clubs, there's only 6 points between them all, so they've got a brilliant chance. I mean, people wrote Sunderland off in September, look at them now. The same with Cardiff, you know, they're doing different things now, so they've got a chance, and hopefully Rennie will pull through, because there's a few United connections at Craven Cottage, so we want them to stay up.
Yeah, but after the game at Old Trafford, Liverpool visit the Cottage, they're away at West Brom, then home to Chelsea. It's not an easy run of games, is it, Ben?
It never is. I think when you're in that battle, I think for, you know, the relegation places, I think it's, you look at the fixture list and you think, oh, well, that's a tough one. They all are. I think, like I was saying before about us needing that sort of opportunity just for everything to click together and perhaps one thing to change your luck, change your fortune, change your confidence, Fulham are in exactly that same position. So they'll be coming here and think, many might be thinking that, you know, this is the opportunity, they can get a result here, that is the sort of flicking of the switch for them.
Well, so they've made a few signings. We'll talk about the two Reds who've gone there, Ryan Tunnicliffe and Lionel Cole, in just a minute. But to the more senior signings they've made, Lewis Holtby from Spurs, Johnny Heitinger from Everton, and Konstantinos Mitroglou from our Champions League opponents, Olympiacos. How do you see them fitting in, and will any of them be a possible danger, do you think, at Old Trafford?
Well, yeah, the striker definitely will be a danger. He's been racking up goals in Greece. The other two lads, Holtby's he's got some game time at Tottenham, and he's reasonably experienced, and he's a good talent. I think he was linked to a couple of German clubs as well, so he's obviously got something. And Heitinger's been there and done it in the Premier League, and at the back, that's exactly what you need when you're in a relegation dogfight. So pretty solid purchases from the looks of things, so let's just hope they don't have a good game on Sunday.
Yeah, too right. And how about Lionel Cole and Ryan Tunnicliffe? Do you think they'll find their feet quickly and be a success at Fulham?
Well, it's a great opportunity for them, because, I mean, I think it was quite difficult for them here, because they were perhaps down the pecking order a little bit. And I think it's always difficult for young players at that level. You need to get the right experiences at the right time to be able to take your career on. And unfortunately, they've not really sort of had that break, really. So this could just be the opportunity that they need to take on their careers. And it's interesting speaking to a few of the senior players here, that they're all sort of very supportive of them. They've sort of, I think quite a few of the lads have spoken to them and wished them luck, gave them a bit of advice. So they're obviously highly thought of, and they've got that Manchester United education behind them. So I think that's going to stand them in good stead. And they do just need to land on their feet in London. Two young lads, that's a big move for anyone. So hope they do well, but, yeah, not on Sunday.
Darren, as Ben said, Darren Fletcher was saying to me yesterday that he actually has been texting Ryan Tunnicliffe and wishing him well and giving him advice and just saying that this is a massive opportunity for you. And
yeah, eat beef burgers before Sunday.
You need to grasp it.
Have a couple of beers the night before, yeah. But that sort of advice.
But Tunnicliffe's, he's a really kind of, he's a great character. He's a really kind of determined, young, tenacious lad who is kind of the person you want in your dressing room at this stage. And I think Fulham have got a decent player there as well. And Lionel Cole, I think everyone rated him highly at the club. And a lot of people spoke highly of him, Paul Scholes even. And he had a great partnership with Jesse Lingard at one point. And he looks a real talent, so I hope he goes on and does something, because he's a real prospect.
Yeah, wish both those lads all the very best. Two very, very good guys who we've spoken to a lot at MUTV, actually. As for our starting lineup, some selection dilemmas all over the pitch, really, but is one of the biggest headaches at the back, given the injuries to Jones and Evans?
Yeah, I think so. And that's been one of the real tough things for David Moyes this season, really. I think the defence, when you look at the positions throughout the team, I think the defence is arguably the biggest transition, really, because we've got players who are coming to the end of their careers and others who are looking for experience and that maturity that brings a consistency in the game. So it's been a tough one, but with a few injuries, then yeah, that does make it difficult. But Vidic his suspension's over now, so I mean, there's a chance he might come back in as well. And Rio, obviously, he has experience as well. So yeah, it's a headache, but I think he's just, hopefully we can pick the right two and that'll get us through the game.
Hopefully we'll outscore Fulham, because they've not been very good in front of goal in recent games, and the last clean sheet in the league was back in early December, so
yeah,
everything points towards a few goals.
You would hope we would score, yeah. I mean, I think it seems a dead cert that Van Persie, Mata and Rooney will all play. I hope to see Januzaj as well, because he hasn't played the last two games. I think he needed a rest. He played all seven games in January and clocked up a lot of minutes, so hopefully he'll come in and be refreshed, because that front four is pretty formidable. And if you place, you know, Carrick, Cleverley and or Fletcher behind them, that's quite a forward attack.
Yeah, I think those four players in particular are really exciting. When you know, if you put those four together, I think that's going to raise the spirits of anyone. And I think they'll enjoy playing with each other as well, because they're all very technical players, all very talented. So, and I think that raises the standard between, you know, with good players. So I think it'd be good, particularly in the current situation as well, if we can get them all on the pitch, and if we just went out and really, really attack teams. I think if we play good attacking, exciting football, lift the players, lift the fans, lift everyone at the club, and that's exactly what we need.
There should be a good atmosphere on Sunday as well, because it's the retrial of the singing section in one of the corners, so that should ensure a good noise. I think we did it for the Real Sociedad game early in the season, and there was 1,400 fans in that. This one's 2,600, so it should be a great noise. And like Ben says, if we can get goals early on, it could be an outstanding atmosphere.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Okay, we've heard from you guys. Let's quickly now hear from inside the dressing room.
What's the spirit like, though? Has it been affected at all by the fact that you aren't where you want to be in the league, or are the lads still relatively buoyant?
I wouldn't say we're buoyant. I'd say there is. It has affected a little bit, because no one likes to come into training when you're losing. So the spirits are down at times. There's no doubts about that. The players are hurting. So the dressing room is full of good characters, but I wouldn't say it's the liveliest of dressing rooms just now, and that's understandable. I think we'd be more concerned if it was that way, if people were coming in happy and accepting the situation. But I see a lot of angry, and there's been a few snaps and different things like that, which is understandable, and I like to see that. And once the success comes back, that's when the dressing room become a fun place and a lively place again. But there's a good team spirit, and everyone's got each other's back and looking to help each other.
The players feel responsible for the situation?
Yeah, of course we do. We're the ones that are on the pitch performing. We're the ones that have got to perform better. You know, we can make excuses as much as we want about different things and that, but ultimately it comes down to us on the pitch, and we've got to perform. And when you're picked to play, you've got to put in a performance to win the game and to try and stay in the team for next week. And that's always been my goal, and I'm sure that's most of the other players' goal.
Over the last decade, you have been used to almost constant success. There have been seasons where you haven't won everything you want to win, but basically you've been used to so much success over the last decade. So what is it like now? Is it difficult to almost adjust your sights from winning the league to possibly trying to get in the top four?
That's a new thing for us, I think, to try and get in the top four. It's not something, as you say, it's not something that's been in our thoughts, and especially at this stage of the season, it's not really something we've focused on. But it's a position we're in, so I don't think there's any good kidding ourselves on. We're in a fight to finish fourth and to finish in the Champions League, which is where every club wants to be. And you can do that by finishing in the top four or winning the Champions League and getting in it next season. So that's our two options as it stands just now.
Yeah, and we wish the Reds all the very best on Sunday afternoon for that 4 o'clock kickoff. Now, an hour before that, 3 o'clock, we will remember those who lost their lives in the Munich air disaster as the Flowers of Manchester is sung beneath the Munich Memorial. A hugely significant week, a hugely significant date in the history of Manchester United, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that really defines Manchester United. And I think, I mean, obviously it was an absolute tragedy, and the 23 people lost their lives and 8 of them players. But I think the way that we fought back in adversity and Samat sort of led the whole club back in within 10 years, we'd won the European Cup. I think that's really set the template for just the whole sort of atmosphere at the club. And I think it is a really important thing, and it's important that the people today who obviously weren't alive when that actually happened, that they still remember that and recognise that as being such a crucial part of this club's history.
And you mentioned the singing section, Mark, which will add atmosphere to the day. So will this.
Yes, I think fans are being encouraged to arrive at the ground, or arrive at the seats for that matter, 10 minutes before kick-off. Just to kind of build the atmosphere, yeah, and just to kind of mark the occasion as well. I know the Will Never Die surfer flag will be unveiled as well at kick-off across the Stretford End, so should be a fine occasion.
Great stuff. We will never forget those who lost their lives on February the 6th, 1958. Thanks to Ben, thanks to Mark for joining us for this podcast. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Google+, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. But from all of us, it's bye for now.